This is Bob Williamson, Seeing Around the Corner. Recently, I've been exposed to something that I've never really believed in and really thought was just so much poppycock. I'm talking about modern-day prophecy. I thought prophecy ended with Jesus and the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ, wrongly assuming that there was no further need for prophecy. Boink! I should have checked the scripture. The gift of prophecy is mentioned in the New Testament in many places along with other gifts of the Holy Spirit. Look closely and see if you possess any of the gifts mentioned. Now, to each one of the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines. 1 Corinthians 12:7 through 11. Though many in the religious community disagree, the gifts of the Holy Spirit mentioned above are alive and well right through today. I used to count myself among the doubters, but seeing is believing for me. Recently, I became convinced that a gift of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, is valid. I've never spoken in tongues, and plenty enough charlatans engage in what I believe to be gibberish for show to have cast doubt on it for me. And I admit that I was convinced that genuine speaking in tongues was a singular event on the day of Pentecost. Boink! Wrong again. I've been around people of deep faith that I've known for years that have the gift of speaking in tongues, and it is utterly amazing to hear them pray and feel the unmistakable presence of God as they speak. I've recently gone full circle on this gift and now believe that certain people without question possess it. So though I was surprised to learn that various people were engaged in modern-day prophecy, I was more open to it as being of the Holy Spirit this go-around than heretofore. So at the renewal of America Founders Forum, a very famous modern-day prophet prophesied over me several times, and I was utterly amazed at how much he knew about me and my family. Things of which he had no way of knowing aside from the Holy Spirit revealing it to him. He shared with me things that God told him that were very encouraging. He said that God was going to give me a period of great peace in my life and that he had found favor in me. He also stated that the Renewal of America movement would have a profound effect not just in America but all over the world. It kind of spooked me out, and all of the sessions were recorded, and listening to them today, it is still eerie, but in a good way. I can only imagine how the Apostle Paul must have felt when the prophet Agabus came to him and said the following. After we had been there a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea, coming over to us. He took Paul's belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, "The Holy Spirit says, in this way, the Jews of Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to the Gentiles." Acts 21:10-14. Jesus was the ultimate prophet, and the Bible states this about him. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets, at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe, Hebrews 1, 1 through 3. I misinterpreted this verse to mean that no other prophets existed after Jesus. But this verse refers to when he was alive and walking the earth, prior to his death and resurrection. Afterwards, he spoke prophecy through his designees, as he did before his visit to earth. Boink, wrong again. Notice what Timothy was told. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. 1 Timothy 4:14, 15. Too many Christians are missing the third part of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. In fact, we almost always hear of God and Jesus Christ, but few ever mention the Holy Spirit. This is a tragedy, because Jesus said the Holy Spirit is the Comforter, and he is with us always to help us traverse this slippery slope of life. Pray that you will receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Draw close to him and acknowledge him. Who knows, you may already possess gifts, but your lack of faith is hindering you from utilizing them for the glory of God. God is mysterious, and his ways are not our ways. Healings are occurring all over the world. Prophets are seeing around the corner and predicting events yet to come. The Holy Spirit is empowering people all over the world to perform his important work, often in supernatural ways. Pray that his will continue to be done, and many will be blessed and saved. But one warning is definitely in order. Beware of those false prophets and teachers. They may be tested by comparing what they say to the Bible. It must match exactly. Acts 13:6. But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into disrepute. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.